Unfortunate there for Levi Jensen. As Sam Schmidt, who previously pitched in this game, is now the designated hitter as well. Traverse City, Michigan native. Schmidt, a swing and a miss. There's strike one. A belt high fastball on that one. The 0-1. Schmidt, foul, tips it back for the second strike. And once again, the Rafters find themselves down in the count. One out. The 0-2. Ball looks it off and now makes the pitch. Schmidt pops it up into the shortstop, throwing over in time. Schmidt is safe as Overbeek got it in his glove, threw it over to Gregorio, but the speed of Sam Schmidt takes him to first base, and that's what the Rafters needed to get on base. And Brendan Rodgers at center field today, batting in the nine hole for the Rafters. Looking to make things possible. Down 6-0. Here can the Rafters start to make things happen. Schmidt, the leadoff at first. Rodgers, it's a shallow ground ball. The throw over to second is there. So Schmidt's out, and Rodgers will take first. As Adam Kootway threw that in his glove and just made a easy heads-up play to Miskowski, but that's the second out. So Rodgers gets to first. As Ty Johnson, we return to the top of the order. Ty Johnson now will be taking the bat. Rafters, well, they have Chinooks tomorrow night, but this game is not over. They're at the bottom of the fifth here. There's plenty of game left. They just have to get things going here on opening day. Mind you, they lost their last opening day last year, 6-5 against the Green Bay Rockers. So, and they also went 57-15 last year. So this team hasn't been successful in the past opening days, but it's a lot of game left as the first strike is on the way. So the 0-1 count. Two outs here. Rodgers, the leadoff at first. He's had 17 stolen bases this year for Iowa Western Community College. So Johnson out of McLennan Community College, and there is a ball. But Ty Johnson, he's starting to hit a Power 5 conference after this. Had a great year at McLennan, and now he's going to head to Baylor. So McLennan's also in Waco, Texas, just like Baylor. So he's just going basically 10 minutes down the road into a Power 5 team. So now, one ball, one strike, two outs. Rodgers the leadoff at first. Ball looking at first. Looks down. Here's the pitch. Rodgers going, throwing with speed, and dives and gets to second. And what a stolen base there from Brandon Rodgers. Now you see why he's had 17 stolen bases this year for Iowa Western. He has immense speed and now putting a Rafters player in scoring position. Two balls and a strike here for Ty Johnson with two outs. Ball looks back at second. Rodgers, a big leadoff. And there's a second strike, excuse me, to even this count up at two apiece. Got him on a curveball. Can the Rafters get the bat hot? Two pitch. And a drive through on the left field line. Rodgers rounds third, heads for home, and the first Rafters run of the year is true. Brandon Rodgers gets home, and an RBI there for Ty Johnson. And all it takes is possibly one. Rafters get on the board. And it's a 6-1 ball game. Big play there for Ty Johnson. So Jack Basir now will step in. So the Rafters, two hits on this bottom of the fifth inning. That's 7-4. Chinooks in favor. So Jack Basir, a rising sophomore out of Pepperdine, struck out swinging on his last plate appearance. And now he's up in the count 1-0. So Johnson, big play there, as he needed to, as Basir pops one up into shallow center, reaching out with the glove and making a catch with ease is Q Phillips, the fifth. So the Rafters down 6-1. They get a big run, an RBI there from Ty Johnson. Brandon Rogers is the first Rafter of the year to cross home plate. But 6-1 still, Chinooks lead. We'll head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 51. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, high of 86. Lows dip down to about 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
We return from Wisconsin Rapids here at Witterfield on a beautiful Monday evening, and happy Memorial Day to all those who celebrate here in central Wisconsin. Rafters down 6-1. They get their first run in the bottom of the fifth. As we are in the top of the sixth. So a pitching change for the Rafters. So the University of St. Thomas product and the Plano, Texas native, Tucker Hunt, will be on the mound. This is the guy that had a 1-0 record this season, appearing in 14 games, 17 and 2/3 innings pitched. As he's on, Q Phillips, the fifth, who's batting in the nine hole. As Phillips slashes a ball into the left field. That drops before Voth. So Phillips on base, and that starts things off here in the top of the sixth for the Chinooks. Not the start Tucker Hahn would have liked, but now we go to back to the top of the lineup for A.J. Taylor. So Hahn, as I said, 17 and 2/3 innings pitched. He's allowed 23 hits and 15 runs. He's also had 9 strikeouts. And here is Tucker now, a wild pitch, and Levi Jensen just had to be attentive to reach out and grab that as 1-0 count here. The 1-0, and a hard ground ball into the glove of Basir, but another error, just wasn't able to corral that ball in. That goes in front of him, in and out of his glove, so just like that, another error for the Rafters. And they've had 4 of them today so far. And not the opening day on the defensive side they would have liked. So A.J. Taylor, 4-for-4 on the day. So he gets the first. And Q Phillips is on second. Outside for a ball. Pitch clock that's been implemented this year. The pitchers have 20 seconds to get the pitch off. And Hunt for the first strike. Even this count up at one apiece. Hunt also in 2022 appeared in 7 games for the Tommies. He tallied a 6 and a third innings pitched with 4 strikeouts. Maintained a 5.68 ERA. In 5 of 7 pitching appearances, he didn't allow a run. So it's a guy with immense talent, another Texas product as well from Plano, Texas. Went to Jesuit Dallas College Prep High School. Now the 1-1 pitch, a curveball, does not hit the zone. 2-1 count. So Nate Miskowski, who had an RBI today, has just been unbelievable. And he's now up in the count, 3-1. The dynamic duo of A.J. Taylor and Nate Miskowski has been put on display, and the Rafters, fortunately, just have not had an answer for that. The 3-1. There's a second strike. Now a full count here. On looking for his first strikeout of his Northwoods League and Rafters debut. And a hard hit ground ball over to Shane Taylor, who steps on the bag at second, makes a throw at first, and there's a 1-2 double play. What a play there from Shane Taylor, the Utah Tech product. And the Rafters showing some life on the defensive end. But wow, that was a heads-up play there from Taylor. That ball goes near the second base bag. Taylor steps on it, scoops it up, and makes an acrobatic throw over to Carlson at first. So 2 outs here. But unfortunately, a runner on third. As Q Phillips, a big leadoff on third. Wow, he let off a couple feet there. But one out here. First ball. Josh Overbeek, the Cisco Junior College product, stepping in the left-handed batter's box. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike one for Hunt. Two outs. 1-1. And a hard hit ground ball. And that goes through the second base line, sending Phillips home. And Josh Overbeek takes first. And the Chinooks add to their lead, up 7-1. They've had 9 hits so far today. So now entering the batter's box is Danielle Pacella, Illinois State product. Way inside for Hun. Here in the top of the 6. In the past 4 innings, the Chinooks have had at least a run. And the defensive side of the ball it's been an issue. 2 outs, a 1-0 from Hun. Upstairs, but that's going to be called a strike. You wonder, can the Rafters make some magic here? Great double play there from Shane Taylor, but very next play was, and then hit by pitch there. Hunt hits the arm of Pacella, and that's going to take him to first and put Overbeek on second. Adam Cootway now, who will be stepping in on the right-handed batter's box, the third baseman. And here is Hunt. 2 outs, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch from Hunt, inside for a ball. Beautiful evening here in Wisconsin Rapids. The sun has slowly set behind us. The lights have turned on. And a beautiful atmosphere for the rafters here in Wisconsin Rapids. There's a second strike for Tucker Hunn. And here's Hunn on the pitch. Steps up, the throw. Excuse me, now that's his second strike, and now it's a 1-2 count. Two outs here. Rafter fans have showed out in attendance here. As I said, 896 as the pitch from Hunn just a bit away, and that's going to even this count up at two apiece. Great view up here in the press box. The whole field, and just you can see the sun off the water tower. But there's the pitch from Hunn, and the strike three there from Kootway. Hunn sends him down swinging. And that will take us to the bottom of the sixth, not before the Chinooks add to their lead. They're up 7-1, and the Rafters looking to make a comeback here. When we return to the bottom of the sixth inning on WFHR 97.5. We'll take a quick break.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We return here on WFHR as Shane Taylor, who made that excellent double play in the last inning, is going to have his chance at the bag. A guy who, in 2022, he started in all 53 games, and he led the team in batting, doubles, RBIs, and runs. So he has been a guy at Utah Tech that they have relied on and now has made his way here to the Rapids. He's down in the count. He's up in the count 1-0. And there's the first strike from Cody Ball, who's going the distance here with five innings pitched so far. And he's had no sign of slowing down. The 1-1 in the dirt for the second ball. Another West Coast product. Head coach Kirk Schreider, and many of them you'll see this year. Rafters have been known to get those West Coast guys, as there is the second strike for Cody Ball. 2-2 count here. Taylor, the shortstop, in the left-handed batter's box. Here's the 2-2. Taylor, a swing and a miss. There's strike three from Cody Ball, and Taylor goes down swinging. There's the first out for the Chinooks. The Rafters just also have not been able to get the bats going. Kyle Carlson, the Piedmont College product out of Marietta, Georgia. Piedmont College in the Division III of collegiate athletics. But he's a guy who really for... You know, Piedmont has been there. He's had 2022. He appeared in and started in 41 games at third base. As first strike is on the way, it's 1-1 count. 40 RBIs and 14 doubles as well. He had five versus Bridgewater on March the 4th as a foul tipped on the third base line, count one and two. One, two from ball outside and downstairs for the second ball. 2-2 here with one out. Can we see some magic? Carlson hits one on the third base line for a foul. After fans just looking to get their team going, clapping around, trying to get Carlson into it. Here's the 2-2. Carlson, a line drive. That goes off the foot of ball. The pickup from Overbeek, the throw over to Gregorio. He doesn't get there. And a wild throw over, so Carlson will take first. And, well, Kyle Carlson gets on first base, what they needed.
Number 17, Logan Hugo.
And Logan Hugo now will be playing. He's playing right field today, and now he's going to step in here to try to get back-to-back hits here. Carlson, much needed there as he gets on first. Hugo, as I said, he's at 6 home runs this year. He's only been struck out 22 times. 26 RBIs, batting a 277 for Eastern Michigan this year. And he's an Essexville, Michigan hometown native. Went to Essexville Garber High School, where he played in the outfield, a three-year Leonard winner for the Dukes. Batted a 423 with 32 RBIs. Now he's up in the count, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch downstairs. And home plate, Matt Beaver looking over to his first base umpire to see if he went. Did not. So a 2-0 count here. One out. Carlson on first. Here's the 2-0. Right down the plate for the first strike of this plate appearance for Hugo. He had 44 hits in high school, 14 doubles, 2 triples, 6 home runs, 19 stolen bases, just filling up the stat sheet and why he plays at the Division I level. And there's a second strike, a curveball from Ball, and a 2-2 count here. Ball has done an excellent job of fighting back in this count. Carlson, big leadoff at first. Here's the 2-2. The pitch. Swing. And got him swinging. They were making sure head umpire Matt Beaver wanted to see if he went or not, and certainly did. There's the second out, and Hugo goes down swinging. So Brant Voth, the left fielder for the Rafters. You know, he's also a guy that, you know, he's been around the Division I level, been at the JUCO level, and around this 4 different schools at New Mexico State. Graduated high school in 2019, and there's the first strike from Cody Ball on a curveball. Simi Valley, California product, and went to Simi Valley High. Went to Marietta Mesa for his first 3 years and then went to Simi Valley. So he's moved around quite a bit. And now here on the 1-1, there's a ball. Last year played for Kokomo, the Jackrabbits, also in the Northwoods League. So he's familiar with the Northwoods League, certainly is familiar with college baseball. And now just trying to get things going here on the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss upstairs. There's strike two. Voth is a switch hitter as well. You know, about a 321 with 5 home runs, 14 RBIs, and 37 total bases crossed. So he's trying to get things going. The 1-2 down in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chinooks have out hit the Rafters 9-5, but the big no-no for the Rafters has been those four errors. That has been the difference. The 2-2 upstairs, and the plate discipline is being on hold here. Doing a good job of fighting in this count, fighting back in this count, is Voth. Two outs, Carlson, the leadoff at first. The full count delivery home. And Voth once again, that's his second walk of the day. So ball four, he'll take first, and that will move Carlson to second. Can the Rafters get a rally going as Levi Jensen, one of the Rafters returners this year, is back. Here the catcher. Rafters need some life. Carlson on second. And Jensen on first. Excuse me, Jensen at home. Voth at first. And Carlson at second. As looks to be manager going out and talking with Cody Ball. Possibly a pitching change is in store. Looks like one of the Chinook's pitchers is getting warmed up in the bullpen. But as for the Rafters, it's just been a day where they've struggled on the defensive end. Four errors, and then on the offensive end, just they've had a couple hits. They've had five hits, just weren't able to cash in any of them. Those timely hits from the Chinooks have really paid off. Two outs here, Levi Jensen. Can he make something happen here and give something the Rafters fans to cheer about? Getting the support from the crowd. Jensen on the back track, a foul tip. Your ball's and a strike. Can Jensen make some magic here? Two outs. He's down in the count. Cody Ball will still stay at the mound. The 0-1. Away. 1-1. Jensen has only batted a 147 this season, 109 at-bats, 13 runs, and 16 hits. Voth at first, Carlson at second. Here comes the pitch, and popped up behind home plate for the second strike. Two outs, but Jensen staying alive here. They're going to need him to come up big. Fans stopping their feet, clapping around the ground, trying to get Jensen here on base. Ball looks over at second. Now makes the check. Here's the 1-2. Jensen a swing and a miss. There's strike three. And Ball gets him down swinging. The Rafters were in position to possibly get somebody home, but they were unsuccessful. As another scoreless inning for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, as we head to the top of the seventh, here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here on the top of the seventh inning. Glad you're with us here on WFHR. As it has not been the opening day fans would have liked. As a hard hit. Line ball into left field. Logan Gregorio starts things off for the Chinooks. And what have hurt the Rafters has just been the hitting. Allowed 10 hits so far. Tucker Hun on his first pinch at the top of the seventh puts a runner on first. So now Sean Tillman will step to the plate. There's a first strike there from Tillman. 0-1 count. Tucker Hun, Plano, Texas native. Hun, second pitch on the way, was downstairs. It's going to even up this count at one apiece. Rafters had a chance there. They had two runners on first and second. Just Levi Jansen. Jansen struck out. Third pitch on the way for Hun was a ball. 2-1 count. Pitch on the way there for Hun, and once again, 3-1 count. So Gregorio is on first. And now Sean Tillman plays in Wisconsin at Concordia University, which is funny because Lakeshore, that's their home field, is Concordia's field. So he's very accustomed. A hard bouncer. Shane Taylor steps on second. The throw over to first is there. Once again, a double play for Shane Taylor. That's the second time he's done that, and he's been impressive at the shortstop position. So there's two outs quickly for the Rafters. Shane Taylor, a guy that they love to have at shortstop. You can see why. Taylor's had 41 putouts and 71 assists this season for Utah Tech with a .926 fielding percentage. Ben Heffel is up. Ooh, he's had a busy day. He's had a double. Today, you know, he's just been a guy that they've really relied on. And now a 1-0 count here. And even up the count is 1-1. So now Shane Taylor, you know, Kirk Schreider and this staff that has to make note of Shane because, you know, he has really shown his ability to work that shortstop position. There's a curveball right down the plate for the second strike. 1-2 count here. Can the Rafters get out of this inning here in the top of the seventh? A 1-2 from Hun. And a ground ball that gets through on the right side into the right fielder of Logan Hugo. And once again, Ben Heffel will take first base. Here's Q Phillips out of Elm Grove, Wisconsin. And the lefty who's crossed home plate today. And a check swing was downstairs for a ball. Didn't go the full length. One ball, zero strikes, two outs. Heffel on first, a big leadoff. There's a pitch upstairs for Tucker Hunn. Now he's down on the count 2-0. Two outs. Double play from Shane Taylor. And that one is thrown right down the plate, but that was a little out of the strike zone, just downstairs. So Phillips way up in the count here, and Hunn is down 3-0. There's the first strike. Caught him on the edge. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Hunn throwing some heat. Three balls and two strikes here. Top of the seventh. Chinook's lead 7-1. They've out hit the Rafters 11-5. And Hunn, fake throw over to first. Gosh, he didn't throw. He didn't release that ball. Kind of put Heffel back on the bag. Heffel was looking at the first base umpire like, was that allowed? Third base coach having a word with head umpire Matt Beaver. Lights are on and a picturesque sky behind us. Pink and blue sky. Beautiful night here in Wisconsin Rapids for opening day. 3-2. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. Tucker Hunn got him down swinging. As the Rafters, scoreless inning thanks to a Shane Taylor double play. And then Hunn, a strikeout on Q Phillips. We're going to take a quick break here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back here for the bottom of the seventh inning here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Did you know more than 26,000 men and women from Wisconsin have died while serving their country? This Memorial Day, take time to honor their legacies. Here's former President Barack Obama on Memorial Day 2009.
We waged war so that we might know peace. We braved hardship so that we might know opportunity. We paid the ultimate price so that we might know freedom.
Join all of us at Civic Media as we salute those who gave their lives for our freedom.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back here on WFHR 97.5. We're back bottom of the seventh inning as a pitching change. Cody Ball went six innings as Nick Yeager will step on the mound for the Chinooks, the Dort College product, junior out of Canton, Michigan. So now he's on the mound, and now he's facing Sam Schmidt, who's also a Michigan product, a Traverse City native. And Schmidt pitched a couple innings here in the first game, but was out after three as Callan Graham stepped in, and then after that was Tucker Hahn. So he's up in the count 1-0, and then Yeager throwing it across the plate, but that was just downstairs, and that's going to be a 2-0 count. Two balls, zero strikes. Here's the 2-0 inside for the third ball. Count here. And there's a first strike. Schmidt did not swing at that, but Yeager caught on the first strike. And 3-1 count. Schnooks have out-hit the Rafters 11-5. And Schmidt will see his fourth ball go across the plate and will take first. So a good start here for the Rafters. Possibly a different pitcher is what the Rafters needed. We're going to find out. Brandon Rogers now stepping up to the plate. So Schmidt on first, and Brandon Rogers batting in the nine hole. Will step up. He's the only Rafter so far this game and this season so far to cross home plate. Made an excellent steal to second, and when he was up last, and rounded third, and then actually headed home on an RBI from Ty Johnson. Ball. No strikes. Here's the 1-0. And a curveball. That paints the edge. Evens up this count at one apiece. Schmidt, a big leadoff at first. Yeager, the set. The delivery. The 1-1. And Rogers lashes a ball into shallow right. So there's the second hit. There's the second, the seventh hit of the game for the Rafters. So Schmidt takes second. Rogers takes first. And there you go. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, no outs. And they got two runners on. So here is Ty Johnson, the only RBI responsible this game. He had an RBI single. So Schmidt on second. Rogers on first, and here is top of the order with Ty Johnson. The pitch inside, but that's going to be a strike on a curveball that just got towards the edge. Here's the 0-1. Inside, and McLennan was crowd on the plate, but they got him on a ball. You know, Ty Johnson in high school recorded a .325 batting average with two home runs, nine stolen bases, and 28 RBIs. This is the guy that's known to send runners home. Can he do it this time? Here's the 1-1. Right down the plate for the second strike. Third base coach for the Rafters, Orlando Rodriguez, in his first year as well. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. There's strike three for Ty Johnson. He went after it, just wasn't able to become successful, wasn't able to make some contact, and there's the first out. Here's Jack Basir. Struck out swinging today. But a guy, they need to come up here for him. Went to Foothill High School in Pleasanton, California. Batted a .345 this year at the Division I level with 168 at-bats. They're going to need him this time. There's the first strike from Yeager. Zero balls and a strike. Rogers leads off at first. Schmidt, the leadoff at second, with one out. Swinging and a miss. There's strike two. Basir went after that. The 0-2 count here. Sun has fully set. Lights have fully been turned on. One out. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. Two outs. Jaeger got the last two swinging, so the Rafters had two people on with zero outs. But since then, back-to-back strikeouts as Shane Taylor will step in. Taylor has been excellent in the infield. A couple double plays from him, but they're going to need him to step in and get a hit. They need that seventh hit. Can it be a big one? 7-1, Chinook still lead. There is a swing and a miss on a belt-high fastball. 0-1 count. Jaeger sets. Here's the 0-1, and now is going to throw it back, but doesn't decide. Fakes the throw over to Sam Schmidt, and is going to put Schmidt back on the bag. Johnson struck out, and Basir did as well, with two outs. The pitch, a foul tipped back towards the back track. Now the 0-2 count. Rafters had a chance to make some noise here in the bottom of the seventh, but have since then been halted by two straight strikeouts from Nick Jaeger. Jaeger looks off the pitch, now sets and comes forth. Here's the 0-2 inside for a ball. 1-2 count here with two outs. Rafters need a hit. Here's the 1-2 delivery upstairs for the second ball. This evens up the count at two, so Taylor was in an 0-2 hole but has fought back to stay alive here. 2-2 count. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Jaeger, and a hard bouncer over to Shane Taylor, but Overbeek is there and drops the ball. So Rogers is going to get to second, Taylor's going to get to first, and Schmidt advances to third. So the bases are juiced here for the Rafters in the bottom of the seventh. And an error there for Josh Overbeek.
Kyle Carlson, number 27, first baseman with bases loaded.
And here is Kyle Carlson, who's made some contact here today and now has a chance to make some noise. Carlson has had some good contact, but is just unable to drop it into space, of open space, but can he do it this time? Here's Jaeger, the pitch. Carlson waits, and that pitch is outside, but that's going to be a strike. 0-1 here. Most action the Rafters have seen on the offensive end all day. Here's the 0-1 downstairs in the dirt. So Taylor's at first, Rogers is at second, and Schmidt at third. Can the Rafters fight back in this game? Bottom of the seventh, crowd is into it. Stomping and clapping their feet, here is the 1-1. And a hard hit ground ball over to Carlson, into the glove of Overbeek. The throw over to first to Gregorio is in time for the third out. Boy, the Rafters had a chance to make some noise, but Chinooks get the third out without giving up a run, and they're up 7-1 as we head to the top of the eighth here on WFHR. We'll be back in a quick moment.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back here at Witter Field, and just like that, hon, that was a pitch and a from A.J. Taylor, who sends one right up the middle, and he gets on first base. So here is Miskowski is up to bat as he foul tips one off. He's inside of the bat. So your ball's in a strike. A.J. Taylor, the leadoff at first. Nate Miskowski. And throws it over to Jensen. The tag over at second is not in time. And Jensen the throw over to second at Johnson. So A.J. Taylor advances the base and puts himself in scoring position. Chinook's trying to add to their lead, and they have certainly have been on fire today. 13 hits compared to the Raptors 6 and up 7-1. Foul tipped behind. Now 1-2 pitch here. Here's the pitch from Hun downstairs in the dirt. 2-2. A.J. Taylor on second, and Miskowski, another big day as well. Two pitch. A curveball, outside corner, and now a full count here, the 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Tucker Hahn looks back to second and now makes the throw over to home plate. And there is the fourth ball. So Miskowski will take first. A.J. Taylor on second. And now Josh Overbeek will be the one to take the plate. Taylor and Miskowski on bases once again, and these two have been the driving force for the Chinooks today. Inside for a ball. Excuse me, the umpire corrected and made a strike. Here's the 0-1. There's a pitch outside. Now for a ball. As I said, beautiful night here at Witter Field. Lights have fully been lit, and it has fully been a Chinooks display that the Raptors are trying to erase. There's a second strike. Down 7-1. Four errors has been the big issue for the Raptors here on opening day, but there is plenty of games, I will tell you that, in the Northwoods League. Game's not over. Two more innings for the Raptors, but, I mean, this is one of 72. It is a grind here in the Northwoods League. That's why you play. 2-2. Taylor leading off at second. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Hahn. And it lashes a ball into right center. Drops in the gap for Overbeek. And that loads up the bases. Rogers on a one-hop bounce. Throws it back over to second. But the Chinooks in prime position to add to their lead. Up 7-1 with bases loaded here in the top of the eighth. And Daniel Pakela, the left fielder, will step on the bag once again here at home plate in the left-handed batter's box. Swing and a miss. There's strike one for Tucker Hahn. Just a guy that is played at the Division I level and certainly a big hitter for them. So a great product for the Chinooks to have. And there's a second strike for Tucker Hahn. So A.J. Taylor at third, Nate Miskowski at second, and Josh Overbeek at first. Swing and a miss, strike three, and he goes down swinging as Overbeek. And Tucker Hahn, a strikeout, goes 1-2-3 on that end. Adam Kootway playing third base today. Hasn't really had much of a busy day. Caught a couple flyouts and put a couple batters away at first, but other than that, hasn't seen much action. A ball, zero strikes. Here with one out. Chinooks on the verge of blowing this wide open. Up 7-1. And hit foul tip on the back track. Here's the 1-1 from Tucker Hahn. The set. The look, the pitch, and drives a ball out on the right side for a foul. Kid Zone being put on full display over there at the Bouncy House as the kids have certainly had a lot of fun, and I hope all the Rafters fans have had fun as well. It's just been unfortunate that the Rafters just haven't been able to get the bats going and on the defensive side of the ball, but as I said, plenty of games left. Here's two balls and two strikes. This town of Wisconsin Rapids loves their Rafters. It's great to see them throw out as the ball hit from Hahn, throws it over, and that goes off the shoulder of Kootway. That's going to send a run home. A.J. Taylor crosses home plate. Kootway gets over to first. And this adds to their lead, up 8-1 here in Wisconsin Rapids. So Hahn threw the pitch. That hit Kootway. Looks like that went off the inside of the bat. A hard, shallow ground ball. A couple feet in front of home plate. He took first, was able to get safe, and A.J. Taylor a run with ease at home plate. And there is a hit from Gregorio into right field, sending home Miskowski. And that adds to their lead once again, up 9-1 here with 16 hits. And the Rafters down 9-1. They've only had 6 hits on the offensive side, but 4 errors to go with 16 hits has not been what the Rafters drew up today. Down 9-1. So Jared Everson will step in front of Sean Tillman. So out of Holman, Wisconsin, and Minnesota product, as he hits a hard ground ball through the second base line, Ty Johnson is trying to get there. Another run sends home, making it 10-1. The Rafters down 9 runs as Overbeek gets home. Bases loaded once again with one out. 10-1. That's a second three-run inning so far, as they had a three-run inning in the top of the fifth. Down 16-1, down 10-1 here. That's Ben Heffel, the Winoa State product, and the catcher. Foul ball hit on the left side. Just been a night for the Rafters, opening day.